We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to discuss the issue of autopsies. There's a very fundamental tshuva regarding this issue, and the Shalos Tshuvos Tzitz Eliezer, Chelik Dalet Simen Yud Dalet. The Tzitz Eliezer quotes a Gemara in Masechta Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Nun Dalet. The Gemara tells us about a story in Bnei Brak, where somebody inherited property from his father and sold the property, and then he passed away, and his family members came and said that when he sold the property, he was still a katan, and therefore the sale was not a valid sale. And the question was brought to Rabbi Akiva if they are allowed to examine him if indeed he was a katan or not. Amalahem, so Rabbi Akiva said, "E atem rishoyim l'navloi." Number one, as we've been learning, you're not allowed to do an autopsy, you're not allowed to do nivel ames. Void, simonim asum l'shtanas l'chamisa. The simonim on a person's body change after he passes away. And the Gemara continues, "Hochanam mistabra." So says the Gemara, "Am b'shlama b'nei mishpacha kamari mishum echa ishtaku, ela amrit l'kuchs kamari amai shasku." The Gemara's question is, we can understand why family members will accept that it's inappropriate to do nivel ames on their relative who passed away, but if it was the people who bought the property, why would they care? They should say, "Leimerle anan zuzi yavinale linvin levinvil." We don't care about the nivel ames. He's not our relative, and we're more concerned. We don't care about the nivel ames. We're concerned about our money. Says the Mahav Kamluhu. Chadid yatim shoyim lenavlu. Number one, there's this of nivel ames. V'chitem zuzi shok linvil levinvil. Simonim esuim l'shtas lachamisa. Says the Tzitz Eliezer. From here we see, as we see from our Gemara here, Masech Techulin, that Nivel HaMes is Osir. But that there are times where the issue of Nivel HaMes can be pushed away. If not for the fact that the Rekiva told him, Simonim Asuim Lishtanash, the Simonim will change anyway, and therefore the Bedika wouldn't help anyway. Says from here, the Noid of Yehuda, as we started quoting him in our previous year, that when there is a driving reason to do Nivel HaMes, like in our Gemara, where the Nivel HaMes was going to be done for the purpose of determining if we should kill or not kill the murderer, in the case over here, when Nivel HaMes was done to determine if the sale was a valid sale or not, under those circumstances, there is no issue of nivel ames. That's the opinion of the Noid Behuda. Of course, says the Noid Behuda, however, we can't abuse this heter. Meaning, we can't just say that when we have a very good reason to do nivel ames, we're allowed to do it, to expand it past where we have a reason right in front of us. Because if not, if we're going to take that approach, then, so he suggests, we're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a chayla. So the halach would be that we're allowed to do chil Shabbos in a hospital that does research, because maybe there will be a chayla that will come. Or maybe there will be an emergency that develops. And that certainly is not included in the het of chil Shabbos for a chayla. And similarly, he says, if we're going to take such an approach, then we'll always be allowed to do an autopsy, because maybe what we'll learn from doing that autopsy will be necessary for a future situation that doesn't appear right in front of us. So if we see from here that you can only do Nivel HaMeis in a situation where there's a pressing need right here, right now, so too is the opinion of the Chasam Sofer in Chelek Yerideya Simen Shin Lamed Vov, that only when we have a sick person here can we do Nivel HaMeis. The Binyan Tzion in Shas Chubas Binyan Tzion Sim Kuf Ayin Aleph takes a much stricter approach. He says that under normal circumstances, Nivel HaMeis is never permitted, even if there's a pressing need right in front of us now. Our Gemara that seems to teach us that we're allowed to do Nivel HaMeis to determine if this murderer killed an individual who was a treifa, or if the individual or the victim was not a treifa. So he wants to take the approach that the Nivel HaMeis in our Gemara was done for the covet of the of this person. In other words, if we determine that he wasn't a treifa, so then we'll be doing Nivel HaMeis to kill his murderer. So we're doing Nivel HaMeis in order to kill his murderer. So it's for his covet, that's when we could be more lenient in Nivel HaMeis. But under other circumstances, there is no heter to do Nivel HaMeis. But on the other hand, the Binyan Tzion does take a more lenient approach where the mace himself, while he was still alive, gave permission that we could do an autopsy on his body, which the Maram Shik and apparently the Chasam Sofer were not ready to be makel on. And he quotes in that tshuva Rav Kook Zatzal, who says that every Jewish person that has a neshama has in him kedusha, and we're not allowed to, and that kedusha remains even after the person leaves the world, and we're not allowed to violate any of that kedusha. Even if the person doesn't care about his kedusha. So the Tzitz Eliezer at the end of that tshuva brings a number of halacha lemaisas. He says doing an autopsy when we don't know the cause of death and somebody was murdered and we need to know the cause of death in order to determine the punishment for the murderer, so he takes a lenient approach. If this person who passed away died from a disease, a very bechidish, that is totally unknown to us, a disease that's totally unknown to us, and by doing the autopsy, we'll be able to learn about a till now unknown disease, he's makel on doing an autopsy. He takes the approach, like the Binyan Tzion, that if the person was Moichel, we could be more lenient. Certainly, he says, the fact that there are no relatives to the snifter, and therefore we should be allowed to do an autopsy, has no source in halacha. Also, even though he's Meichel, if the Chayla was Meichel, that's only the Chayla himself, not his relatives. His relatives don't have that power. If there are relatives, besides that we need the permission of the Chayla, we also need the permission of his relatives. In conclusion, There's a tshuva, the Shas Tshuvas Igris Moshe, Yoredei Echel Gimel Simen Kuf Mem. It's a tshuva for a Moshe, it's a short tshuva, to Rabbi Sheriff from Agudas Yisrael. And I'll read the tshuva. B'davash Anisha Melishkas HaNasi. He says, the question that came from the office of the president. B'davash Shimish Bevurim Shalmeis Al Pitzavosa L'tzorech Refuah. Can we take the body parts of a person who passed away for medical research? He says, I'm going to answer very short. Our belief going back to Moshe Rabbeinu, going back to Har Sinai, is that Einshim Odom Balam Al Gufay. Nobody owns their own body. To be able to say what should be done with his body. But feel a rak, even one of his limbs, shum davar, af loy l'tzorcha asogas yudil in yirifu, even not for medical research. V'koshken shabonah b'kroivav en balamazeh. His children, his relatives are not owners over his body. V'ngam b'loy zeh os ba'anoa b'guf shaladam. Furthermore, as we discussed in our previous year, a mace is os ba'anoa. V'filu may v'echad, even for one limb of a person, of a dead person, may we not have hanor? El mechuyavim l'kover teikav k'she'ef shabay b'yoyim. We're obligated to bury the entire body as quickly as possible on the day of death. B'loy shum shini b'gufa, without doing anything to the body. V'os lo natech es gufa, we may not do an autopsy. V'laf loy b'tchatach echad, not even just making a cut. El tzoruch l'kovrei b'shtemusay. We have to bury him whole, as he was when he passed away. And if for whatever reason we could not bury him the day he passed away, only after a number of days, or he was sent to be buried not in the place that he passed away, we have to bury him whole, as he was kishemais. And as we said in our previous year, a very big element in the Isser of Netuche Mason is the recognition that we believe in Tchias HaMason, that when we will all have Tchias HaMason from Heir of Yomenu, the body will come, needs to be whole at that time, as it was when it passed away. Mishbizaycha, Tepila HaMavis L'Netzach, from Heir of Yomenu.